Can you hear me, mortal? Do my whispers sound sweet to your ears? Well, of course I'm talking to you. There isn't anyone else here besides us. Oh, come on. There's no need to be alarmed. I mean you no harm. And no, don't worry. You're not going crazy. I am real, even though you can't see me. In fact, I'm sitting right next to you. Yes, really. Oh, silly boy. You can't touch me. Well, not yet. Oh. Well, you're just full of questions, aren't you? Well, I suppose that's understandable. I can't just expect you to just simply accept my presence here, can I? So, if it'll make you feel better to know, then my name is Morpheus. Maybe it rings a bell? No. And I thought mythology was all the rage these days. Oh well, to tell you the truth, I honestly resented being considered a myth. Indeed, I existed for eons before the ancient Greeks first called me the god of dreams, and as you can see, I remain long after the fall of their great cities as well. I do miss them, though. I was never as popular as when they put me in their pantheon. To be worshipped again. Though, perhaps I've become spoiled, but it just hasn't been the same since. Of course, I still enjoy sending dreams to you mortals. Only, I just wish that you'd show a little appreciation for all the hard work I do. Does that make any sense? I mean, it couldn't hurt to let me have, you know, one measly disciple, could it? Actually, that's part of the reason I'm here. You see, I've had my eye on you for, well, quite some time, actually. I'm sure you've noticed that your dreams have been a bit more, a bit more vivid than usual. And believe me, I know that's saying something. I don't think I've ever encountered anyone with such... Oh, such delicious dreams as you. It's rare that a mortal impresses me, so don't take it lightly when I say that, well, that I need you in my service. No, I'm dead serious. You would make the perfect disciple for me. It's a gift to be able to create these dreams with that level of detail. Humans like you don't come by very often. I'd be a fool to let you out of my grasp. That's why I've been visiting you in your sleep for these past few weeks. I had to get you ready for me. Well, yes, ready. Do you know that this is the first time that I've been able to communicate with a mortal while they were awake? Yeah, it's true. No one has ever been receptive enough. No one. Except you. Even back in my heyday, my priests had to interpret the messages I sent them. It was all very indirect. And yet, here you are, listening to me speak without any trouble at all. Just imagine what you could do with a little guidance. Huh? What's this then? Don't you want to be useful? Oh, come on now. You can't lie to me. I've been inside your mind. I've seen your deepest secrets. And I know your desires. Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? Oh, come on now. Don't be embarrassed. I like what I saw in your dreams. Sweet, subservient mortals like you. Oh, you're just my favorite. It's such a shame you don't have a mistress to serve. That sort of devotion, it should be coveted, treasured even. And I would treasure you, sweetie. If you chose to be mine, I would always make sure to take care of you, as only a mistress can. Doesn't that sound nice? To worship a goddess like me? To have her mold you into her perfect disciple? Oh, just look how flustered you've gotten. You're imagining all the fun we could have together, aren't you? Oh, my sweet baby boy. You can't hide anything from me. I know you want me to toy with you. I know that you're just desperate for your mistress to take control. And I would love to make you squirm. Indeed. Simply thinking about it has gotten me just a little excited. I want to see you on your knees, baby. I want you begging to feel my touch. And I can touch you. Just not here. It's difficult for me to move around in this world. Everything's just too solid, too concrete. It's not like that in the realm of dreams. No. There, I can show you my true form. And there, I can play with you however I want. All you have to do is give yourself over to me. That's it. Let me put you into a deep, peaceful sleep, and I'll be able to reveal myself then. Oh, be honest with yourself. You know you want this. Just pledge your life to the goddess of dreams. You can do it, sweetie. Just say, my soul is yours, mistress. Oh, good boy. You have made the right decision. Mistress is going to give you lots of love from now on. Yeah, I can't wait to hear you whimper. Now, take off your clothes. You heard me. Oh, there we go. Now, lay down on the bed. I want you to find a very good position. Get nice and comfy for me. Ah, oh, good boy. Oh no, don't close your eyes just yet. No, for now, I want you to just breathe. I want you to feel the air filling up your lungs. And then I want you to let it out again. Like that. Breathe in. Hold it. And let it out again. In. Hold it. And out. That's it. Very good. You don't have to worry about anything right now, sweetie. No. Just listen to my voice and feel all the tension in your body just melting away. Now, I'm going to ask that you find a spot in the room and focus on it. It could be anything. A crack in the paint, an electrical outlet. It doesn't even have to be something. You can just look at the wall if you like. But whatever it is, I want you to stare at that spot. Have you found it yet? Ah, good boy. Very good. Keep listening to my voice and let my words take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Let it take you deeper into submission. You want to serve me, don't you, sweetie? Yeah, that's right. Because you're a good boy. And good boys do what their mistresses say. And now, you're starting to get a little drowsy. You can feel your eyes beginning to slide shut. Oh, they're so heavy. It's so hard to keep them open. And it would be so easy to close them. It's okay. You can close your eyes now, sweetie. Close your eyes and feel yourself just drifting into a deep sleep. Yes, that's it. Go to sleep, baby. Drop. Drop for me. Oh, good boy. You're falling into a deep, quiet place. Everything besides my voice is slowly fading away. You're very safe here. You're protected. None of your fears or anxieties can reach you here. You feel warm and cozy. Every word I say sends a tingle of pleasure straight down your spine, making you shudder. Oh, that's a good boy. You like being called a good boy, don't you? Yes, because you want to be good for me. It feels so wonderful to serve a goddess, to give your heart to a caring mistress. And I covet your love too, baby. Indeed, it's more precious to me than anything. All I need is your devotion. So hear my words, darling. Hear me and obey. Focus on your arms. They feel different from before, don't they? Especially your left arm. It's somehow getting lighter, while your right arm stays firmly pressed against the bed. Your left is tingling, almost hovering above the sheets. Even as I speak, you can feel the weight magically vanishing from your left arm. You can feel it lifting up. Slowly, your arm is rising from the bed. It's going up, up into the air. Raise your arm. Ah, there you go. Just hold it there for a few seconds. Feel your arm floating there, light as a feather. That's a very good boy. Now carefully bring it back down. Don't rush, baby. Ah, perfect. You did wonderfully. Let yourself relax even further. Sink deeply, easily into the mattress. Your mind is calm. It's very peaceful. It's even a little hard to think clearly. But that's okay. You don't have to think right now. I've got you, sweetie. And I'll guide you with my words. And I'll lead you exactly where you want to go. You're safe with me. Now, I'm going to count down from 10. And when I'm done, you'll fall completely under my trance. Are you ready? 10. Your mind is tranquil and clear. 9. Thoughts come to you only as I instruct. 8. My voice takes you over, makes you obey. 7. It feels so natural to obey. 6. A sense of bliss washes over you whenever you follow my commands. 5. So warm and fuzzy. 4. It erases all conscious awareness. 3. You feel yourself losing control as my will envelopes you. 2. Oh, you're almost there, sweetie. 1. Drop. Be a good boy and drop from me. Yes, that's it. Drop deeply into your subconscious. Good. Now, I want you to imagine that you're in an endless meadow. Tall, lush grass spreads past the horizon. The mid-afternoon sun is warm on your skin, and a cool breeze is blowing. You can see so many wildflowers, all blooming in their little clusters. Their brightly colored petals rustling with the movement of the wind. Just sitting among the flowers is enough to bring you such wonderful and complete serenity. Tall mountains surround you, almost protectively. They too are dotted with these vibrant flowers, their peaks reaching to the sky. Soft white clouds float by, lazily moving above you. They seem so removed from the rest of the world, so aloof. Like the clouds, you are not troubled with any earthly worries. Only my voice matters. It flows through you, fills you. So listen to it as the wind picks up and tickles your skin. Nearby, a brook is babbling. The water is crisp and clear. If you were to peer down into it, you would see your own face reflected, the slight waves rippling through it. A stillness lays over the scene. It's so quiet, so calm. You cannot tell how long you've been here, but you think you could stay forever. Time has become meaningless to you. Like your reflection, it is constantly flowing, distorting, changing. Time is a face on the water. We have no need for it in this place, in this realm of dreams. That's right, sweetie. You're in my domain now. And I can do whatever I want with you here. Everything, every touch, every jolt of pleasure will be amplified. Did that get your blood pumping, baby? Yes? Oh, good boy. I knew you were the right one. It was so easy to take you down, to put you under my trance. Indeed, obedience like that deserves a reward. Isn't that right? Oh, good boy. Let me show you how real your dreams are. We'll have to leave our little meadow, though. Huh? Don't worry. I know you like it here. But I have a lovely spot set aside just for us. What? Did you think this was all I could do? Oh no, baby. There are other worlds than these. Come and I'll take you even deeper. Even deeper into the realms. And even deeper into submission. Drop for me, Pat. Feel yourself falling, spiraling down. Drop for me.